Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, The Power of Faith.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son, who the Son is, except the Father, and who the Father is, except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power. In a recent interview, the superior of the Society of Jesus said, Symbols are part of reality, and the devil exists as a symbolic reality, not as a personal reality. End of quote. Angels, whether good or bad, are quote, symbols of the good and evil at war in the human conscience. End of quote. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power. Catholic teaching tells us that angels are more than symbols. They are indeed personal realities. They are spiritual beings. They are persons. How can we know this is true? By taking a look at the sources of Catholic teaching, the Bible, the teaching of the Church Fathers, which has extended throughout the centuries, the liturgy, and even the experience of saints. In the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, we hear about angels. In fact, this past week has been a very liturgically angelic time with Saint Michael the Archangel, the guardian angels, various newspapers having articles on angels. And so, anyway, we see the development within the scriptures of an understanding of what the angels are. At first, the Israelites thought it was just an emanation of God's power, a representation of him, really God himself, just like the surrounding Middle Eastern pagan religions. However, it developed to an individual, personal understanding. Individual, personal, invisible beings. Not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament as well. When we look at St. Thomas Aquinas, we know that he goes to great lengths to describe how the angels are personal beings with free will like ourselves. But because they are totally spiritual, they are not subject to time and space like we are. So they can only make one choice once and for all eternity. Whereas we make choices over and over again because of time. Some of these angels made the positive choice to do God's will. Others chose to rebel against his will. Another way we can know that there are angels is through Thomas's philosophical teaching. That in the order and the hierarchy of creation, it is fitting that there be pure spiritual beings. There are material beings, such as the created matter of rocks and the earth, molecules. There are living beings, like plants, that live and grow and die. There are animals that also live and grow and die, but they move around and they seem to exhibit various personalities. The apex of the material world is us, humanity, which is both material and spiritual. So it's only fitting, as the philosophers say, that there be angels, pure spiritual created beings. They are the last link between in the created order before we meet God himself, who is uncreated spiritual persons. It's funny that today people don't want to believe in angels, but they'll believe in UFOs. And now we hear that maybe there really are UFOs or aliens. But how can we combat the evil spirits who try to harm and destroy our relationship with God? Jesus tells us in the same passage, he says, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the childlike." So we must become childlike. Jesus is always telling us we must become childlike, humble, open and receptive and docile. And one person, I can't remember his name, but he said that humility is the passport to heaven. So being childlike is a passport to heaven. If we want to be so learned and wise that we don't consider that there are angels or demons, then we can begin to start questioning and doubting the scriptures and the faith and our tradition. And once you begin questioning or doubting or throwing out this piece or throwing out that, why not throw out everything? So we end up losing our faith. But in order to increase our faith, we must learn how to believe. And how do we learn how to believe? We learn how to believe by strengthening that gift of faith, going to Mass, praying, saying the rosary, reading the Bible, being simple and not doubting everything. Another way to grow in our faith and our belief is to grow in the moral virtues, especially that of fortitude, where we're talking about believing in angels that we can't see, or even bad ones that might hurt our relationship with God. So let us pray for the gift of fortitude and the virtue of fortitude. And under this virtue of fortitude, we also should focus on patience and perseverance, because each day we enter spiritual combat. Each day we profess our faith in God alone, our trust in Him, that He will take care of us. We need this patience each and every day, and we need the virtue of perseverance that we continue today, tomorrow, next week, next month, until we see God face to face and know the fullness of His wisdom and revelation. Amen. Thank you.